Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. A good news, bad news story with us for us today. It comes from your quarterly credit union market perspectives report, and it's credit union originations are down while credit balances continue to rise. So let's kind of put this into perspective, Sean. So credit unions, the good news is here, credit unions are the only type of lender to experience balance growth across all lending products, which is really cool. That's great news for our industry. However, the bad news, high interest rates have depressed new account origination. So give us a lay of the land here, Sean. What's going on here? Should credit unions be concerned about this?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has experienced this, and every credit union we've talked to has been kind of dealing with this. And of course, high interest rates have kind of diminished demand to some degree too, but we've seen a decline in originations across the overwhelming majority of products.
Yeah.
But to your point on the good news is the products that are coming in, the loans that are coming in are typically higher scores and higher credit quality, which leads to some higher balances usually. And so there's a correlation between dollar amount and risk tier.
Yeah.
What we've seen is balance growth because the average loan amounts that are coming on the books are higher than they were this time last year. So the growth is a year over year number in balances. And again, so the new loans coming on are a little bit higher than the ones that were coming off last year. The other piece that's interesting is that loans themselves are paying off a little slower. So this is some evidence we've heard from the market that loans are staying on the books a little bit longer. And so the new loans that come on, they're bigger.
Right.
And so the growth, the balance growth is a little bit easier to achieve with fewer loans simply because you don't have as much runoff.
Right. Exactly. And you guys listed a whole bunch of numbers in this latest report as well.
We're good at that.
Well, those. Yeah, I know you guys are great at that. So you're not good. You're great at that. So, but can you share a couple of numbers just to kind of illustrate from a numerical perspective, if you will?
Yeah. So a couple of things, you know, in terms of originations, we look at originations a quarter in arrears so that we can make sure that we pull everything together and we've got the full picture. So when we release the Q3 report, it's a report that comes out in Q3, but it actually tends to look at Q1 originations because we have to have a full quarter in the past. So as at the end of March, credit unions had seen an origination decline year over year of 14% in auto, 38% in mortgage, 13% in HELOC, and a decline of 2% in card originations, but an increase of 12% in personal loans.
Okay.
And part of that is it's a favorable or unfavorable comparison period too, Mike, because if we think about Q1 of last year, rates really hadn't started coming up as fast as they did through Q2, Q3, and Q4. So you've got, the Q1 numbers of this year, you know, they were competing with some really strong growth in Q1 of last year.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.